So the following episode happened the seventh week of my first semester of my first year at Yale Law School, quoting from my writings. My two classmates, Rebel and Val, and I had made the date to meet in the law school library on Friday night to work on our memo assignment together. But we didn't get far before I was talking in ways that made no sense. Memos are visitations, I informed them. They make certain points. The point is on your head. Pat used to say that. Have you killed anyone? Rebel and Val looked at me as if they or I had been splashed in the face with cold water. What are you talking about, Ellen? Oh, you know, the usual. Who's what? What's who? Heaven and hell. Let's go out on the roof. It's a flat surface. It's safe. Rebel and Val followed, and they asked what had gotten into me. This is the real me, I announced, waving my arms above my head. And then, late on a Friday night, on the roof of the Yale Law School, I began to sing, and not quietly either. Come to the Florida sunshine bush. Do you want to dance? Are you on drugs, one asked. Are you high? Hi, me? No way, no drugs. Come to the Florida sunshine bush, where there are lemons, where they make demons. You're frightening me, one of them said, and Rebel and Val headed back into the library. I shrugged and followed them. Back inside, I asked my classmates if they were having the same experience of words jumping around our cases as I was. I think someone's infiltrated my copies of the cases, I've said. We've got a case to joint. I don't believe in joints, but they do hold your body together. It's an example of loose associations. Eventually, I made my way back to my dorm room. And once there, I couldn't settle down. My head was too full of noise, too full of orange trees and law memos I could not write and mass murders I knew I would be responsible for. Sitting on my bed, I rocked back and forth, moaning in fear and isolation. This episode led to my first hospitalization in America. I had two earlier in England.